This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. Chairing a high-level meeting in Dehradun, Mr. Modi reviewed the relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster-affected areas of the state. He also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the affected regions and their people. The Prime Minister was scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of the state. The visit was cancelled due to bad weather. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a special economic package for Mauritius designed to strengthen infrastructure, create employment opportunities, and enhance healthcare facilities in the island nation. Mr. Modi stated this during a joint press briefing after holding wide-ranging bilateral talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramagulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi emphasized that these initiatives are not assistance but an investment in their shared future.
आज हमने मॉरिशस की आवश्यकताओं और प्राथमिकताओं को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज पर निर्णय लिया है। यह इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत करेगा, रोजगार के नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और स्वास्थ्य सुविधाओं को सुदृढ़ करेगा। दिस पैकेज इज नॉट एन असिस्टेंस, इट इज एन इन्वेस्टमेंट इन अवर शेयर्ड फ्यूचर। पिछले साल मॉरिशस में यूपीआई और रुपे कार्ड की शुरुआत हुई। अब हम लोकल करेंसी में व्यापार को सक्षम करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे।
Mr. Modi said India and Mauritius are two nations, but their dreams and destiny are one. Following the talks between the two leaders, India and Mauritius signed 4 agreements in fields of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training, and telemetry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his Mauritius counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramagulam's visit to Kashi in Uttar Pradesh has become even more special considering the cultural significance of the city and the strong cultural linkages between India and Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they reviewed all aspects of bilateral cooperation and discussed regional as well as global issues. Prime Minister said that they also agreed to deepen cooperation in infrastructure, healthcare, digital technology, energy, maritime security, and more. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam this evening in New Delhi. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation, and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The 3-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge, Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. In a significant step to enhance India's maritime security, the Indian Navy will commission INS Aravali at Gurugram today. Defence Ministry in a statement said that INS Aravali, named after the Aravali mountain range, is designed to strengthen the Navy's information and communication infrastructure. The base will support multiple information and communication centres crucial to India's command, control and maritime domain awareness MDA framework, a key aspect of safeguarding national maritime interests. Nepal President Ramachandra Podel has said he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. Mr. Podel's remark comes as the country witnessed deadly violence over the past few days triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The violent clashes claimed the lives of 34 people and also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. In cricket, Bangladesh registered their first ever T20 win over Hong Kong by cruising to a 7-wicket victory in their Asia Cup Group B game at the Sheikh Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. Chasing 144 runs for victory, Bangladesh reached the target with 7 wickets in hand and 14 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Hong Kong scored 143 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.